You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. There was a story that just came across our computers that we were talking about earlier today. And I brought this up in our morning meeting to Jeff. And then Mike Florio, I just happened to write a story about the same thing. And I just said to Jeff, I go, look, when it comes to Myles Garrett and trying to trade or not trade him, like no matter what comes out of my mouth, I don't want to trade Myles Garrett. You don't give up a talent like that and just... because you can't replace it. I think that's the problem. But then I said to Jeff earlier today, I'm like, well, what if somebody wanted to take him, but they also wanted to take Deshaun in that contract too? And I was like, wow. And I think we both talked about it. But then the first thing, and Dan, you were in on the conversation too. I was like, man, it sounds like a great idea, but I just don't know financially how they do that with dead cap stuff. And
which I do not get. I don't understand all that.
I don't get it either.
I just know it's hugely punitive if they were to try and if they do anything with Deshaun other than somehow void the contract. Other than that, they don't have a choice here.
Yeah, like I think we all kind of sat around in the meeting this morning. We're like, I wonder if the only way out of the situation they have right now, whether it be Miles or if they were thinking about trading Denzel or.
Don't say that.
Or if
don't like that.
No, I don't like. But like those three guys, there's no way they could lose all three guys off the roster without some kind of I don't know some major contract gymnastics that maybe we've never seen before. So we were talking about that this morning, and then all of a sudden Florio's got a story that came out today that said here's a Myles Garrett trade scenario that would solve Cleveland's biggest problem, and you know it gets into it and it just says. You know, the message would be that if you wanted to trade for Myles Garrett, would you take Deshaun Watson along for the ride? And while, you know, we all looked at the story, we're like, I understand what he's saying. And if this was another sport, maybe that would work. I just don't know how that would work for another team. And Florio goes on to say, it would amount to an extra $92 million commitment with a new team getting Garrett and owing Watson the balance of his five-year, $230 million fully guaranteed contract. The new team wouldn't put Watson on the field. He's already unlikely to play in 2025, given that he had surgery last month on his re-torn Achilles tendon. And so, you know, again, on paper, you're like, oh, well, that solves all the problems. But I don't know if this is even possible. I don't, Dan, you're more into this a little bit more than we are.
I feel like I need like the Menigan, the wet blanket theme song. Put together some kind of happy sounding song.
Play the kazoo.
Yeah, some kind of kazoo song. You know, here comes the wet blanket. Like something along those lines.
You really just have to speak. That takes care of it.
Thanks, buddy. True, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, bud.
All right.
That's friendship right there. That's love on Valentine's
first
Day.
First and
thank
foremost.
You. Thank you.
If you don't follow Jack Duffin on Twitter, you should follow Jack Duffin on Twitter because he does an excellent job with all of the Browns breakdown stuff. Does a bunch of stuff for Orange and Brown Report, but does a great job when it comes to the cap. And so I will steal this directly from him because he lays it out better than anybody else. Okay? If the Browns were to do this, as in trade Miles Garrett and attach the Deshaun Watson contract to it, is basically a, you know, here's a little extra weight to get rid of this thing, it would result in $170,738,660 on the salary cap of dead money. The salary cap for next year is $272.5 million. So in other words,
it would leave them $100 million to have a roster?
Yeah. And good luck fielding a roster of 53-man roster with $100 million in the modern NFL.
Can you long snap?
Quality NFL players on
it. Can you long snap, Dan?
That's kind of where we're at. I mean, we could go down, you know, poor Andrew Siciliano would probably have to call plays while he called the game.
That might be fun.
You would have a very hard time. Nathan could play quarterback. We could have Andrew's defensive back.
So maybe this leads us
to Travis. Harry might be back.
Listen,
play a defensive back. It could be great.
Travis Hunter is a 2-for-1 deal. They want to take him at 2.
Wow. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
So now you only have to pay for 21 starters.
That's very true.
Wow.
And he could probably run back kicks too. So now you've covered one of your specialties. The guy would never leave the field. You want to talk about getting your money's worth? Travis Hunter would be the guy to get your money's worth out of this thing.
During timeouts, the poor guy would have to be at an IV.
There are only two solutions to the situation they're in with Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Number one is time.
Yeah.
Like 2 years. And the other is somehow that contract is voided. So if what, one of those two things, you know, you either sit and you wait for 2 years or something happens there.
Well, I wonder, what did you just say? It was 100 and it would leave them with 100 million, 170 million.
About.
And so yeah. Is there a difference if they wait till after June 1st? Is there any more relief?
I was really hoping you wouldn't ask
I'm
me
sorry.
That because I didn't math that.
You knew
yet.
That's what I was thinking, though, right? I knew I was going to ask that. So
I don't think it gets a whole lot better because you got to do next year and, of course, all the void years on top of it. It doesn't clean it up too much. Nobody wants to hear this at any portion of their life when it comes to anything, but it is 100% the truth when it comes to the Cleveland Browns. You're stuck. Unless there are two options, and Jeff laid them out well. Father Time. Or something takes place that you can void the contract.
That's it.
You're stuck.
That's it.
You're stuck. No one wants to hear it, but it's sadly the truth of the matter.
Even if you trade them, like just in a regular trade,
yeah.
You're going to get nailed on the cap.
Yep.
You're stuck. And what happens if he retires?
Well, that's a different story. There are three options there.
Yeah, except the one of them is very, very, very pie in the sky.
Yeah.
You would have to walk up to him and have to, like, hypnotize him to get him to do it.
Thank you. I'm walking away from $92 million.
It's been a pleasure, everybody. You don't want to be paid. You don't want to collect the money due to you.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's not his fault.
Oh, no, not in the slightest. No. He signed the contract. They gave him the contract.
He signed it.
You don't like money guaranteed to you.
You might be the only one on the planet who does. If that's the case.
I think there are people waiting to hear that if this thing gets nulled, if the contract gets nulled. And we talked about that this morning, too.
Good luck with that.
I can't see. First of all, the NFLPA would absolutely flip out.
They'll go nuts.
They will hold their nose and defend this thing with everything in them.
My guess is NFL owners wouldn't be very happy about it either.
Even going farther into that story, he said Watson has a no-trade clause, so he still gets his money if it gets him out of Cleveland and ultimately into free agency in 2026, but I'm sure he'd consider it. That's great. A kind of out-of-the-box approach. They need to pry Garrett away from the Browns, and of course the Browns are willing to both move on. The one part that he did bring up there, too, that that I thought about, too, was that it would be like the Brock Osweiler deal in reverse. And that's something I had contemplated, too. I don't know. You tell me. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. We'll be right back.